This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Democratic lawmakers are advancing a bill they hope will prevent sharp spikes in utility costs, like the ones Xcel customers experienced this last winter. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the Public Utilities Commission will be in charge of enforcing the effort.
Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer warns the bill could make it harder for the state's largest utilities, Xcel and Black Hills, to recover costs after unexpected events, and could spook investors into raising interest rates.
And who ends up paying for that extra cost of higher interest rates? The customer does.
But Senate President Steve Fenberg argues these measures are long overdue.
We need to have better guardrails and better incentives for the commission, as well as for the utilities, to look out for consumer interests.
The bill has passed the Senate and now heads to the House. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Adams State University has named a new president. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
David Tanberg will become the Alamosa School's 12th president after a national search garnered nearly 60 applicants. The Leadville man has been running Adams State for the last 10 months on an interim basis. He was previously on the school's board of trustees. Tanberg is a 2002 graduate of the school and has a Ph.D. in higher education from Penn State. He officially becomes the new president after the contract is finalized. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's The Daily, and after that, it's Marketplace in half an hour. The sun is now shining across much of the Front Range and the Western Slope.